New Holland Island. New Holland Island is definitely one of the most romantic places in St. Petersburg. Far from the noisy streets of the city, it is always quiet and secluded. The irregular triangular shape of the island gives away its man-made origin. It appeared as a result of building two canals, the Admiralty and the Krukov, which crossed the Moika Canal. In the 18th century, this place was rather busy. The Admiralty and the galley shipyard were working. More and more ships were being built, and there was a great need for timber. So it was decided to use New Holland Island to build storehouses. The island got its name thanks to Peter the First. Slipways, storehouses, canals. These all reminded the Tsar of Amsterdam, which he loved and where he studied shipbuilding. The island acquired its modern look at the end of the 18th century through its main architect, Sava Chevakinsky. It was his idea to store wood standing upright. Before that, logs had been stored in piles or afloat, where they swelled from the water and sometimes rotted, or much time was needed to dry them out. Also, it was difficult to find the right-sized log. In the new storehouses, however, logs were kept upright at a slight angle. With good air circulation, the wood stayed dry. And the storehouses were of different heights, according to the size of the logs within them. To deliver timber, a large pool and two canals were dug, and New Holland turned into two islands. The French architect, Valin de la Motte, was later involved in the work. The tall arch over the canal was his idea. The rare combination of red brick and granite is one of the best examples of early classicism in the city. Afterwards, historians of architecture would say, quote, "Russian classicism entered St. Petersburg through the New Holland Arch and left it through the arch of the Senate and Synod." Unquote. One of Valin de la Motte's other ideas was the project for a storehouse for tools and shipbuilding materials. There were rumors that the head of the project, Gerard, had lost the architect's design plans at the start of construction. But he was too afraid to confess it, so he had to erect all the buildings from memory. In any case, de la Motte didn't show any sign of discontent. At the start of the 19th century, the round building of the sea prison was built in New Holland. The architect Staubert called it Tower, but most people instead called it Bottle. This is where the Russian saying, "Don't climb into the bottle," comes from. It means, be sensible so that you will not be caught there. At the start of the 20th century, a laboratory pool was made on the island. The famous shipbuilder Alexei Krylov carried out his experience. The famous shipbuilder Alexei Krylov carried out his experiments there while working on his theory of the ability of ships to be flooded. Today there are plans to build an entertainment center with a hotel, restaurants, and shops on the island. While new projects are being developed, the old buildings, however, are falling to ruins. For many years now, the future of New Holland Island has been vague and rather uncertain.